أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا لو كان خيرا ما سبقونا إليه وإذ لم يهتدوا به فسيقولون هذا إفك قديم. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif, and that the non-believers, the Kuffar, the Quraysh of Makkah generally, who were not accepting, they made various excuses. Further, Allah explained some of the excuses also. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اور کہنے لگے منکر ایمان والوں کو. And these non-believers, they were saying to the believers. And generally at that time, just like now, the vast majority of the non-believers are the affluent people. People who are more advanced in dunya. Also within the Muslims, those people who are more in dunya, they are far from deen generally. Though of course there are some people who are in dunya also, and Allah has given them great share of deen also. But generally, dunya's people, they are far from deen. So even in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said to the believers, and the believers were generally what we will say the downtrodden, the low people in society. So they thought, we are great people, we are high people. And these people are the downtrodden, the low caste of society. And if they, how can we follow what they are following? We are a different people, we are superior people. لَوْ كَانَ خَيْرًا مَا سَبَقُونَا إِلَيْهِ اگر یہ دین بہتر ہوتا تو یہ نہ دورتے اس پر ہم سے پہلے. If this deen was a good deen, the religion of Islam, if it was right, it was the proper deen, then these low caste people should not have been ahead of us in following this deen. We are the righteous people. This is that great pride that is within a person. Whether he recognizes that pride or not, that what I do is right, what I think is right, what other people say, and especially in my eyes, they are low people, they are the downtrodden, then that cannot be right, which is totally wrong. There is no basis for that whatsoever. The truth is the truth, whoever follows the truth. So this kuffar of Makkah had this great haughty attitude that we only know what is right and we follow only what is right. And these low class people, poor people, what they are following, so it can't be the right thing. وَإِذْ لَمْ يَحْتَدُوا بِهِ اور جب راہ پر نہیں آئے and when they were not following the deen and Islam, and they were not following the way of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَسَيَقُولُونَ هَذَا إِفْكٌ قَدِيمٌ تو بتلانے لگے بتلانے سے تو یہ اب کہیں گے یہ جھوٹ ہے بہت پرانا. Then they will say that this deen is a lie, na'uzu billah, and a very old lie. Old lie meaning thereby that all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam came, they also lied. They were imposters. They were not true rasuls of Allah Ta'ala. These are the excuses these people make because they just want to follow their whims and their fancies. And they just want to live a life like an animal in this world, no restrictions, no control upon them. And because of their pride. وَمِن قَبْلِهِ كِتَابُ مُوسَى إِمَامًا وَرَحْمَةً اور اس سے پہلے کتاب موسیٰ کی تھی راہ ڈالنے والی اور رحمت. And don't they see that before Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, Musa Ali Salatu Wasalam had come, and with his kitab, the Torah, which was also a imam, it was to guide people towards righteousness. It was a kitab that leads you to righteousness. وَرَحْمَةً and great mercy from Allah, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So this what they said, هَذَا إِفْكٌ قَدِيمٌ. There is an old lie. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah negates that. That the truth is that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's kitab came, it was no lie. It was إِمَامًا وَرَحْمَةً. It was a kitab of rahmat and hidayat. وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ مُصَدِّقٌ اور یہ کتاب ہے اس کی تصدیق کرتی. And this kitab, the Quran, testifies to the truthfulness of the original Torah which was given to Musa Musa alayhi salatu was salam. All these kitabs, heavenly scriptures, are all from one source, from Allah Ta'ala, and they all speak the truth. Lisan and Arabiya, Arabi Zuban mein. And the people of Makkah, and the Arabian people, should even have appreciated it more, that Allah sent it in the Arabic language, in their own language. This should make them more happy and proud that the kitab has come in our language. But instead of accepting it, they rejected it. لِيُنذِرَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا تَاكِ دَرْ سُنَائِ گُنِحَكَارُكُ. And this kitab was in order to warn the people of the wrongdoings and their oppression. Whatever wrong they were doing, this kitab had come to warn them against this wrong they are doing. And on the other hand, وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُحْسِنِينَ اور خُشْخَبْرِي نَيْكِي وَعَلُوكِ. And it was a kitab that gave glad tidings and gave great virtues and honors for those people who had followed the kitab and acted according to it. And these people, who are they? Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. Muqarrar jinhone kaha rabb hamara Allah. Those people who said that Allah is our Rabb. They believed in Allah as the creator, who is the nourisher, sustainer, who controls their life, who in whose charge is our destiny and our future. Those people who had understood this, and further, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا فِرْ ثَابِتْ قَدَمْ رَهِ. And they remained firm on that. Adversaries will come, and things against one's nature will come in life. A person's iman will be tested. Fortunate are those people who remain firm on iman. As we are sitting now here in the masjid, we are listening to the tafsir of the Quran, we are all in agreement. But it won't be a few hours, we will be sitting in our shops and offices, and there the environment is not a deeni environment. And there we get many people who are against deen also. We might get a rep who is a lady who is dressed almost in nudity. And then our thoughts go different. There to have istiqamah. Or we might get two friends and come and sit and talk with us. And they will talk all things against deen, dunya, and the progress of dunya, and what we have to do in dunya. At that time our istiqamah will be tested, whether we remain firm on deen or not. Yeah, in a deeni environment to remain on deen is not difficult. But when we are in a condition which is against deen, at that place to remain, to have istiqamat. Istiqamat also, that yeah, it is referring to the whole of deen must be in our lives. Where our aqaid must be correct, our amal must be correct, our business dealings must be correct, our lives in society and at home must be correct, our akhlaq must be correct, the whole of deen must be in us. That is called istiqamat. For such people who believe in Allah and who remain firm on the deen in spite of all these things, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. تو نہ در ہے ان پر اور نہ وہ غمگین ہوں گے. They will have no fear upon them for the future, what is going to happen. And they won't be sorrowful of the past that went past. That we missed out on dunya, they won't have that sorrow. We didn't make money. We didn't live it up. We didn't go to casinos. We didn't go to brothels. We didn't have that lifestyle. They won't have any sorrow about that. And they will have they won't have fear of the future, because they did not commit all those sins. They are not afraid of the punishment in the qabr. Natural, basic fear they will have, but they will be freed of these great sins and the causes. For example, having a free lifestyle like an animal, which brings AIDS in a person's life, which brings HIV in a person's life. That person, before he dies, is dead already. His own worries, his own disgrace kills him already. So these people are saved of all those things. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. وہ لوگ ہیں بہشت والے. These are those people who are the people of Jannat. And Jannat is the conglomeration the collectiveness of all ni'mat and enjoyment. They didn't have it in this world. They stayed away from a haram lifestyle, from a free lifestyle like an animal. Allah will give it to them in a pure way in Jannah. They will have so many hoors. They will have the drinks of Jannah. They will have all the enjoyments of Jannah, which cannot be imagined. And not only that, khalidina fiha, sada rahenge usme. They will remain in Jannah forever and ever. That is one of the greatest ni'mats also of Jannah, that there is no fear of death, no fear of illness, no fear of any ni'mat being taken away, nothing whatsoever. You will just remain there with that enjoyments forever and ever. And all this, jaza'am bima kanu ya'malun, badlahi un kamuka jo karte the. This will be the reward and the returns of what they did in this dunya. They restrained themselves from haram. They fulfilled Allah's commandments. Cold mornings of winter, they were there for Fajr. Early mornings of summer, they were there for Fajr. They controlled and they fulfilled the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. The rewards Allah Ta'ala will give, and that will be perpetual. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has taught us, we must not fall prey to the propaganda of the non-believers. And we must have istiqamat wherever we are, and under all conditions, we must remain firm on our deen, that Allah is our Rabb. He will see to our rozi, He will see to our needs, He is our protector, He is our curer, He is everything for us. We must remain firm on that at all times. There were those friends of ours who are what some mishap came in their family. For example, somebody became like a cabbage in the house, and then they had opportunity, people came, Christian priests came to offer their help. Tamil women came to offer their help, but they said, no, we believe in Allah. We won't go to any other way of healing and of removing this. We will just follow the sunnat way, and that we will follow. We won't go to any other way, and we won't sell our iman for these temporary gains. At those times, a person's iman is tested, whether he has got istiqamat or not. Otherwise, just under normal circumstances, a person can make big claims of being of believing in Allah. But when the tests come, that is when a person is heavily tested to see whether he believes Allah is the sole doer and the only doer of everything.